All right, let's bring him on. Our guest has arrived. We've been talking about him, and now he's here.
What's up?
Got Maki Patolo with us. Am I saying that right? Patolo.
Yeah.
Maki Patolo. How are you, man? Thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you want to throw those headphones on.
First official.
Is this your first official? Wait, are we breaking your podcast, Cherry?
Yes, you guys are.
Stop it. Really?
I'm over the phone, but this is live and direct.
This is incredible.
It'll work. Yeah, this is
wow.
Awesome. Yeah, so this is my first time.
All right. So yeah, I'll give you normally Travis would give you a the rules of engagement. Kind of stay kind of close to that and don't bang on the table. Sometimes when people are talking, they're table bangers. You know? Are you a table banger or no?
No, I'm a head banger.
You're a head banger. I like that. Yeah. So yeah, man. So Adam's, I know you want to fire off your, I know you love the Hawaii angle.
Yeah, no, I lived in Hawaii for 7 years, so I was on Maui.
Local.
Yeah, on Lanai and then Maui. So
Okay.
Yeah. So I've
nice. Beautiful islands.
Oh yeah. Yeah, beautiful. I mean, it's crazy right now with everything going on, but do you get back home? Are you living out here now?
I live out here now. After my last fight, I didn't go home. I just stayed here, and I loved it. I fell in love with the training, the people around here. So, I live out here now.
Wait, after your last fight, meaning a few weeks ago? Moved? Oh, before that?
When I fought Impa.
Okay.
Yeah, so after that one, I decided we were just going to stay for a month. Brought my family up here. They loved it. And I loved the training. And my wife was like, well, we should look for a place out here. And one thing happened after another, and it was a blessing.
Okay. It's way cheaper here, too, than Hawaii, man. Right? Hawaii is out of control.
Crazy. I'm surprised how far the dollar goes over here, so I love it.
Was it you that showed me during quarantine, like, a carton of orange juice was, like, $13
yep.
or yep. something crazy?
Yep. Go to Foodland.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's ridiculous.
It's insane. So the normal back home, like any other third world place, families got to live together, and that's how we make it, you know. So
right.
Family is real. It's family oriented base back home, and that's why we're so strong and prideful of where we come from and how we are.
It's amazing. You know, I experienced it first on Lanai when Pacquiao fought, and you know, because Lanai 80-90% is Filipino, so that island, well, there's not much to begin with, but that island stopped. And the same thing with the UFC fighters, you know. Yeah. When Ige or Max or whoever's fighting, I mean, people, the right. entire island watches.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's cool that they have that kind of support. There's not too many states are like that,
no.
really. Like maybe back east, right? Boston is.
It's kind
you
of.
Know.
It's almost a shame that like America's not behind their boys, you know?
Right.
I mean, we're just a small little tiny island, but we still support our boys. But it would be amazing to see what America could do if they really got behind the guys. I mean, you got Cowboy Cerrone over there. That would be insane if
right.
He's got fans, but imagine if he had the American fans, like how Khabib's got Russia behind him.
Right.
Conor McGregor's got Ireland behind him. So, yeah, man, it would be a different story, I feel, if America got behind their fighters full.
I wonder why we don't. Is it character flaw in
it's
Americans?
Weird, I don't know. I don't want to put my sauce on there, but I don't know. I just feel like just undercover hater sometimes.
Right.
But yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. And so your UFC journey, how did you first get into the UFC? What was the road in like for you?
I had a long road to get to the UFC, but originally I fell in love with this sport just because the crowd, one, and then two, just two guys beating each other up. When I saw Forrest Griffin and Stephen Bonner fight, that was what did it for me. Seeing that fight there, I was like, man, there's a crowd. They're kind of doing what I love to do, and this is what I want to do. Right from there, right after I saw that fight, I literally like sat down in my bed for a couple, maybe like 20 minutes, and I was like, yep. All right, now I just got to figure out how to tell my dad I'm not playing football anymore.
And you had no training at that point?
No training. I just, after that, the following weeks, just took on kickboxing classes. I found out my uncle was training at a kickboxing gym up the road. So that's where I started going from there on, and it took off from
Where'd
there.
You go to high school?
Nanakuli High School.
Okay.
Back in Nanakuli, Hawaii. Yeah.
You know,
Hawks,
you
baby.
Know, you know it that well? Like, you know the high schools and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
How?
There aren't very many of them, you know.
Okay.
You just know, you know, in Oahu, you know, and it's also the football schools, you know, like the Kahuku's or, you know, Milani's, St. Louis, Punahou.
Aside from fighting football, high school football is one of the next thing,
mm-hmm.
maybe even higher than fighting is football. So,
But I mean, like, I went to MMA fights at War Memorial, on Maui. And I remember going, I probably went 4 or 5 times because I had friends that were fighting in that. And like they were bellmen at Four Seasons. And then they would be.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to fight this Saturday. Come watch me.
Yeah. And one of the guys actually got on Contender Series.
Really?
Yeah, for Dana. But
it's so funny because you think of like Hawaii as like this peaceful island. Obviously it is. Yeah. But you know, you wouldn't think there's so many like savage killers running around Hawaii. And Hawaii is actually shockingly rough too in parts, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I come from the rough parts. We never had it easy, but we also never had it like that hard. I was blessed with parents that stayed together and they made sure that we were guided in the right way. Yeah, we had our ups and downs, but Hawaii is like any other place. There is the ghettos and the prosperous spots.
So right.
You just got to kind of watch where you're going. But for the most part, everywhere, as long as you're showing aloha, which is respect, mm-hmm. you're going to get it back.
And did you think prior to seeing that fight, was the plan for you to try to make the NFL? Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. Growing up, that's all my dad would tell us was like, man, if I knew football was around when I was in high school, your dad would be an NFL player right now. Because growing up, he was a powerlifter, 100% Samoan, 300 carrying about 300 pounds walking around. Just growing up, that's how I remembered him, just this big old gorilla that he's saying he could be in the NFL. Like, yeah, I bet you could, you know.
So you're Samoan?
I'm Samoan. I have Samoan, Filipino, Italian.
Okay, remember when we were there, they said he's from Hawaii. I said he's not Hawaiian.
No.
Yeah,
remember
you did.
I said he's not Hawaiian. And everybody looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, no, I can tell he's not.
Yeah, we did. We actually gave you grief over
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. My bad.
Yeah. You told him, I'm a local, bro. I know these guys.
Yeah. I know.
You know, we didn't believe him. You know, he doesn't exactly look like he knows, you know?
You know, I mean, my pigeon's a little outdated, but, you know, I can still, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, that's crazy. So you got into then Contender Series, correct?
Yeah. So I when Bellator came to Hawaii the first time, I was able to get on there. And then after that one, I got the dub. And shortly after that, my manager called me up for the Contender Series. And I was grateful to get that opportunity.
Who's your manager?
Brian Butler, Sucker Punch. I'm with.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. And living in Vegas now that you've been here. So how long have you been in Vegas? Like
going on 7 months this month.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you moved to Vegas at the wrong time to move to Vegas. Maybe that's better, right? So there's less distraction.
Stay away, no distractions. Well, I got my family, so they come first. Whatever they need, I'll do. You know.
And you have kids? And
I do. I got 2 kids. My son is 3, and my daughter is 9.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so okay.
I'm right there. I'm still learning how to be a parent. I'm still learning how to be a grown-up. I just turned 30, so now we locked in. 20s are done. It's time to get serious.
30s when it gets serious.
You know, get those serious goals up and really chase after them.
And with a 9-year-old daughter in about, 8 years, it's going to be real serious whenever she's dating, right?
I got these bad boys right
here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No matter how old I get, I'll always be able to.
Right.
I got her back.
Yeah.
If I don't, the younger brother. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get up here.
I feel sorry for the first guy that comes over to take her out on a dinner, right? Exactly. That has to pass through dad's test first.
Honestly, it's not me. It's the mom.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's a hot-blooded Puerto Rican man.
Okay.
She doesn't like it. I'm not going to like it.
Right, you know, right.
So just watch out. Fair warning to all the guys coming up.
Now, is she a fight fan or does
she? Is. She, yeah. She's a big fight fan.
And she'll watch?
She does watch.
I know a lot of wives don't want
to
watch.
She gets nervous, but she loves to watch and she loves to just be in there, you know. She actually has that warm mentality when we go in, you know. So I told her, man, she could be a fighter if she wanted to.
Really?
If we never had the 2 kids, yeah.
Yeah. And does your daughter watch or too young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They watched. I bring them to the gym. They grew up in the gym. So
that's good.
Yeah, it's around them. And I always tell everybody if they want to fight, it'll always be there. But for now, growing up, I just want them to know the martial arts.
Right.
Jiu-jitsu.
It's good to know.
You know how to do
confidence. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Work ethic, all that
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly. The discipline behind it.
Yeah.
I love it. So I feel like that's one thing that could pass on to my kids.
Does your daughter get nervous when you're fighting or?
No.
I
feel like
They just love it.
They don't really grasp what I do since I've been doing it since they were kids, babies,
right.
You know. So it's just like, oh, daddy's going to go do what he does. He's going to go fight. They know what fighting is, but like, oh, yeah, dad's going to go fight.
Yeah.
They're more excited than nervous, I feel.
I've seen that one cool video. I think it's Max Holloway's kid, right?
His son.
His son, yeah. And I forgot what fighter was like, your dad's okay. Mm-hmm. Was it It
was the Volkanovski, I believe it was. Wasn't it? I want to say it was
the Volkanovski fight.
Yeah,
I think it was the first one.
What fighter was trying to comfort the Shaq, maybe, right?
It was the Dustin Poirier fight.
Dustin Poirier fight. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, that was a great moment.
Yeah.
That's what's really cool, I think, about the sport is the mutual respect that you guys have. It's hard when you're, you know, we are just fans.
Yeah.
And when we watch, you know,
take the guy's head off.
Right. It's like you guys go from that in the pre-buildup to the fight to the like, bro, or even after. In our situation right now, like, you know, Julian Marquez introduced us, you know, and it just, it's great that
it's a tight knit world. It's small. I mean, it's known globally, but when it comes down to it, we're just a small crowd of people that love to do.
And you're the only ones that really know what it's like, right? So it's like you guys have that bond that I would imagine is just
especially
like.
Especially after you slug it out and it's like, oh, bro, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Well, and then you add in the Ohana, and which is family, you know, and all that side of it as well. And it just.
I feel like it's a little bit different when you fight a Hawaiian. You're gonna get that respect after. Like for now, like say you're the Hawaiian and I'm not. Like I know I'm gonna fight this guy. He's gonna go down on his shield or he's gonna come out on top.
Right.
And after that, I know he's gonna be cool with me. You know, unless you talk some shit, then after that, that's where you kind of flip the page for yourself.
Right.
But for the most part, we're respectful people. But war is first, and then the respect comes after.
There are certain fighters out of Hawaii that you know. I'm not going to say any names, but he may have had a UFC gym in Oahu for a little bit that aren't as respected.
Oh. I'm trying to think of who it is, and I'm blank because I have no memory anymore.
BJ.
Oh. Yeah. But wait, what about him?
He's caused a lot of trouble in Hawaii, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But that's more for like alcohol-related shenanigans,
right? A lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of different stuff. He just got in trouble again not too long ago.
I know. I feel bad for BJ. I've met him a couple times. He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's so nice.
In my amateur days, I fought on a couple of his cars, the Just Scraps.
Yeah.
Really. And then I got to meet him. Yeah. That was one of my first times meeting him face-to-face. I just knew him from like being a fan and a kid growing up. Oh, this is a legend. Yeah, and then the first couple of times fighting on his card, I got to meet him. Really solid guy. And then just all the incidents coming out after that.
But without him, you know, he did set a certain level of, you know, bringing that to Hawaii.
He set the standard for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you know Riley Dutro?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Riley was a bellman with me at Four Seasons on Maui.
Okay.
And Riley, he was a fighter, yeah.
Hey, he's killing it right now in the 125 division.
Yeah. Yeah, and He fights like Guam and Japan and all over the place.
Weird ones, yeah.
Yeah, no. Alaska.
Man, I honestly thought last year he was going to get his shot, but I guess not.
Yeah, it's... And then, so for you, you're in there now. Do you feel like as you go through a fight to fight that this could be your last fight in the UFC? Or how does it mentally do it?
After the last one, now I'm hunting for a dub. I need a W. You know, it's no.
You want it back fast, right?
Not necessarily fast, but when the fight comes and the opportunity comes, I'm hunting for a W, man. Serious work right here. I put my all into all of my fights. I go in there to. I'm ready to die basically on that day, you know?
Yeah.
If it was a legit war.
Yeah.
I'm hunting for a W, man. I mean, I need that.
Your last fight. It was actually a great fight. Yeah. I mean, you were absolutely winning going into round three. And, you know, I think it's one of those things. It just shows you how it's anything can change in an instant in that game you're in. And it's such a volatile.
It takes one shot to swing the tide into your opponent's hands.
Right. I mean, it's like we were just, before you came in, we were even talking about like Misha Tate, Holly Holm. I mean, can you imagine wanting, or Chael and Anderson, first one? I mean, can you imagine being Chael? Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like you're so close, or I'm real good friends with like Frank Trigg, you know? It's like he had Matt Hughes, like if he had him, like, you know, I mean, it's those are things that are so, you know, at least for you, it wasn't a title fight, you know, because I think when it's a title fight, it's like to be Chael and live with that. I mean, you know, you guys are professionals. I know you know how to deal with like losses and stuff, but like it's got to eat at someone a Chael or even Trigg, like, because it's like it changes so many things, that one little moment where it flips, you know, from your career, the money, the everything.
Yeah.
But this is just—it's a loss for you. It's
a learning. It's never a loss unless you learn. And
right.
I definitely learned and look to bounce back from this performance, this last performance.
You'll be watching the fights tonight.
Yep.
So, tell me. I made some bets, all right, Maki, and I won.
I'm not the guy to talk to. But,
by the way, if you want an Action Junkies donut, by all means, go ahead.
I might sneak
from
one out.
From Carl's
out.
Donuts. All right, yeah, yeah. We won't tell Brian.
Nobody,
we won't tell management.
Watching me now.
Yeah. I made some bets. Am I crazy to think that Adesanya could lose?
No.
I mean, he could.
Jan's been knocking guys out.
Knocking guys out. Knocking, he's bigger.
But that's if he can reach his chin. Look at what he did to Paulo Costa. He kept him away. Checked that leg kick. He made that leg pay, and then he made his chin pay. You know.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I actually, in that fight, I'm going for Adesanya, but I know Jan could, if he touches him, man, that could swing the tides into his favor.
Okay, and then the co-main. Obviously, we know Nunes is just, she's next level. She's next incredible. Level.
But dang, did you see
those odds? Yeah, I know.
Did you see how tall she was?
Megan's big.
I did not know she was that tall.
And we were just talking about that last night.
Yeah.
I did not realize she was 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Standing looking at her like this. And, taller than Uncle Dana. Like, geez.
I mean, she's like 7-1 underdog. I mean, I'm a sucker. I see plus 700 and I immediately.
Just keep her away.
Right.
Just keep her away the whole time.
Yeah. I see those odds and immediately my brain starts cashing checks and finding a way. They could win. They could do it.
They could.
Yeah.
But it's any night, you know, it's one punch. It's one kick. It's one takedown. It's all it takes.
Yeah.
And that could change everything. Yeah. You don't know.
I took Aljamain Sterling too, but I told everyone stay away from that fight. Don't bet on that fight. And then I bet on Sterling because I just love him. But
how about the two sleeper fights, the
Drew Dober
and
I took
Islam.
Dober. Same thing, the odds, but you know, I don't know. Drew's a badass
though. Go for the underdogs.
I do. Yeah. I just love the.
I'm a team underdog kind of guy.
Yeah.
If I do have to put money down,
are you a better? Do you bet or no?
I wouldn't mind betting, but I just. Don't have the time to go all the way down to the casino, place a bet, and come all the way back home and wait for it to hit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
If we're down there and we're
then you'll do it
and having a good time, then I'll do it.
But yeah.
For the most part, I just like to enjoy it. I'm more of a fan of the sport, anyways.
Right.
And will your wife watch the fights too tonight with you?
Yeah. We'll watch it. Yep.
So, you know, obviously last year things changed in regards to not being in the arenas and different things. As a fighter, do you like it, not having the fans there, not like it, or what is it for you?
I actually like both, you know, but I do love the crowd. I miss it. Sometimes that's that unspoken energy that you need when you need that little oomph to get over, you know?
Right.
Maybe not really feeling it. Rah! There we go. Now I'm in, you know? So sometimes it's that little key that you need. But without the crowd there, I love the whole mixed martial arts of it. You can hear your corners, you can hear the punches landing, you hear your opponent breathing hard. So there's two sides of it, and just depends on which one you like.
Well, I would think during the walkout is when you might miss it the most. Maybe right? You're because especially with the Hawaiians, they would be so supportive.
What did you come out to? I don't remember.
These last two I've been walking out to Won't Back Down by Eminem.
Okay.
And then I got to walk out to it this last one because Chris Weidman and Uriah Hall got pulled out. But the other time I fought on it, Chris Weidman was on the card and I wasn't able to fight. Walk out to that song because that's his walkout song.
Interesting.
Let's jump in a pool for it.
Okay.
That's funny. I didn't even think of that.
I ended up switching it up.
I never realized that two fighters couldn't have the same song.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. And then I got the text message like, dang, I got to change it. I'm on my way to the arena.
Yeah.
Literally that late that in
click,
the game? Oh, wow.
Click. I was like, all right, I just scrolled up. Can I get this one?
Oh, they give you like a list?
No, I just send them
okay.
on my own playlist. I was really kind of feeling.
Right.
I'm trying to think, and I'm blanking on her name, the female fighter in Bellator from Hawaii. The one that was the champion, just lost recently.
Oh, Ely Malay?
Yes.
Ely Malay McFarland?
Yeah. And she, you were on her fight card.
Yeah, the first when Bellator came to Hawaii, I was on her card.
And see, without her, Bellator would never have come.
They would have never even looked that way.
No, and that's what's amazing. And I would love to see, oh, God, can you imagine, you know, Blaisdell for like a Holloway fight or something? Oh, my God.
Well, man, I was there. I fought that first Bellator fight, and it was cranking, man.
Yeah.
It was cranking. The crowd was in full effect. And the fighters were putting on, so
that would be amazing.
I couldn't even imagine if a UFC came out there. I'm losing my mind.
It's crazy they've never been, right? They've never been to Hawaii UFC, not one time.
No, it's cost too much, you know, to get out there and everything else. But I think, could they do it? Absolutely.
And it's an outdoor arena? It's indoor.
Indoor,
no, yeah. Blaisdell, it's been there for God, forever.
So it's just if you think about it, man, all the legends went through the Blaisdell Arena and fought. Yeah. Not Glory Kickboxing, but K1 Kickboxing used to be held there. Some of the other events, Rumble on the Rock and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So a lot of the legends fought there. So it's only right that the UFC should go back.
Right. Well, what I can see, though, happening, though, is Aloha Stadium, which is they actually are not, it's not suitable anymore. It's unsafe. So they actually have to tear it down and build a new one. Mm. I can see maybe them going an outdoor.
Yeah.
Once that is set.
And I even think they were going to move the spots.
Yeah.
They were thinking about moving the spots out and then just tearing that one down and maybe making more homes there.
Yeah, it's an interesting, that whole area.
Man, Hawaii is overpacked too, kind of off subject, but Hawaii is
worst traffic in the United States.
Yeah.
What?
It's like, think of a can of sardines. That's how Hawaii is right now. Yep. Overpopulated.
Wow, I've not been to Hawaii since 1990. I used to do stand-up comedy a long time ago, and I was the entertainment the night before the Aloha Bowl. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember I hate college sports, so I couldn't even tell you who was playing. Yeah. But it's like the dinner in the ballroom for the two teams. Yeah. And I opened for
probably the Sheraton.
Yes, it's exactly where it was.
Yeah.
And I opened, it was actually a nice hotel. Mm-hmm. And I opened for Tia Carrera. Wow. Do you remember Tia Carrera?
Yeah, of course.
So she sang.
From Hawaii.
She sang. She did her 45 minutes, whatever, and I did 15 minutes up top, you know. That was 90 New Year's Eve, 98 going into 99. I've been in Hawaii since. That's crazy.
Since then,
I've never been. And I love it. I couldn't even tell you why I haven't been there. It's
so
stupid.
I lived there for 7 years, and I was trying to get him out there for him and his girlfriend to come out forever.
Man,
and
they never allowed it.
They never made it out.
Never made it.
Your dad did.
Oahu, Honolulu is where you want to go when you want to party and chill. But the islands he was on, Maui, Kauai, that's the island you go with your other half.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah.
Enjoyable, laid back.
Yeah.
But even if you go out to Koalina, you can still get away from it. And even going over North Shore, it's amazing. It's
that's crazy, man. It's 20 years. Over 20 years.
When you go back, I'll put you in touch with all the locals.
Okay.
It's better.
All right.
Get
the real barbecue at the beach and everything.
Really?
Can't go wrong.
Okay, best poke out here for you. Have you found it?
Here in Vegas?
Or just homemade? And,
my mom-in-law makes some beautiful, some freaking bomb spicy ayo poke and shoyu poke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lau-lau.
Oh. Yeah. God. But just the other day, I ate a good place, Island Tucky. Fried chicken.
Was it the food truck?
The food truck.
Yeah.
Man, I ate it. I was blown away by it, how good it was.
And then the other one, I forget the guy's name. It's Waimanalo Shave Ice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's actually from...
I saw it, but we already got the chicken, so let's just wait till the next time we'll come back and get it.
They over off of Tractor Supply Company, of all places.
Really?
Blue Diamond and Rainbow, whatever. Yeah, it's good stuff, though.
And you saw that shaved ice truck the other
right in the right? same right same in the place. Same parking
yeah.
lot.
Mm. Same parking lot. Yeah.
We were supposed to get that here, weren't we?
Yeah, it just didn't work out.
Didn't work out. Oh, did you try? You actually
tried?
I
talked to
really?
Him. Yeah, I talked to him.
Okay.
Yeah, it just didn't work out logistic-wise. Mm. But no, it's Las Vegas is the ninth island. You know.
It is.
It's
shocking to me.
Well, people from Hawaii are degenerate gamblers. I don't care how you look at it. They love the
This is why I like Hawaiians.
Yeah. You go down, Hawaii. I will tell you. You go down to the California Hotel, and you will see people you know
in Hawaii.
No, here.
Oh, the California Hotel. Yeah, I didn't even remember
you will
it was.
See people from Hawaii that really? You know. Oh my God! And then at I think it's like 10
Wait,
o'clock.
Wait, I've been there. I have been there.
Yeah. At like 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, at their cafe, it's the oxtail soup. So ono.
You're losing me. Oxtail.
So good.
You know me. I'm basic, Adam. I'm peanut butter and jelly. I mean, I can't eat oxtail soup. Come on.
It just might sway you over, man.
Yeah,
you ever tried
right?
it before?
No.
I'm
psychological. I don't think I could.
No, me myself too. My wife eats it all the time. And when I finally tried it, man, this is actually good.
Yeah. Really?
It's good.
No,
are you going to tell me it tastes like chicken? Is that what you're going to tell me next?
No, better. I've brought in
better? Come on.
No, I've brought in like poke to his house. I've bought in... God, what a pipikala.
You ate a spam musubi before?
Yeah, he won't do that.
You won't do it?
No.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
How about like, spam and egg?
You're like, I'm not introducing you to locals anymore.
No. Here's the thing. Like, you go to McDonald's in Hawaii, and you can actually get spam and eggs.
Yeah.
Really?
That's on the menu.
It's a breakfast platter.
It's a breakfast. Yeah.
It's Portuguese sausage, eggs and rice. It's a staple.
Yeah. Huh. Instead, like the pancakes that you're accustomed to. Yeah.
Right. The McGriddle.
Yeah.
I love that McGriddle.
Yeah. So they. Yeah, and that's one thing I noticed here. They didn't have it. I would have thought they had it out here because so much Hawaiians. Mm-mm. Or at least maybe, that McDonald's, get them.
The best poke that I've had out here is Poke Express.
Poke Express?
Yeah. Okay. It's the closest for me to like a Tamura's.
Yeah.
You know.
Back home, that's probably the best one for us over on the west side. Hit up Tamura's and let's go.
I mean, no, it's all good. As you're talking, I'm seeing the IDK pizza logo, and I'm thinking about sausage pizza. You know, you pizza guy or no? You like your food, don't you?
Where's the best place to get a pizza?
IDK pizza, 100%. IDK pizza. Oh, yep. Okay. Yep.
What side of town do you live on? Where are you at?
I'm right over there, Rainbow and Wigwam.
Okay, so it's on the other side of town, but it's worth the drive.
How about I ate at a Brother's Pizza. What do you guys recommend that on your guys' scoreboard?
Don't know.
Out of five.
I don't know.
It's right here on Rainbow.
Don't know.
What?
It was pretty good when I ate it.
How many people you got coming over tonight for the fights?
In my house, I got my whole family from back home living with me now. So it's 10 people.
10 people? How many pizzas you need for 10 people?
Two. Three? Well, no.
How many pizzas you need for a Hawaiian family?
I was just saying.
That's what I should say, because I alone can eat two pizzas.
If I send over pizzas tonight?
Oh, you know it. We grinding.
I'm sending you pizzas from IDK Pizza tonight.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. We'll talk offline. Okay. Just text me what kind you like.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yep.
That's stuff. When's the next fight? Are there anything in?
Nothing yet. I'm just waiting. Right now it's slowly getting back into the pace of things, get my body back in shape, and we'll think about it.
What are you sitting at right now weight-wise if you don't – or can you
Right now I'm 213. And I used to fight at welterweight, man, and this was my –
which is crazy.
Yeah.
You cut from 213 to 170?
But just my normal walk-around weight. But it was weird because as I was fighting –
I didn't even think about that. Right. Just saying the holy shit.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it was crazy. And, you look at me, I'm not the biggest guy.
Right.
But you look at me, I'm just like, how the heck? You look like you can make 170. It's just my body, I guess, the way I'm made.
So you were 170, and then what did you fight at weight-wise?
I used to fight at 170.
No, but like what on the day of the fight, what were you weighing? This last fight?
Oh, the last fight? This last fight, I was 203, 204. But it's funny, in my when I would fight at welterweight, the next day I would be 210. So it's kind of weird. It's weird.
That's insane.
That's amazing. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
But it's tough to make that weight, right?
Crazy too.
Yeah. It's no good.
For me, it's tough. I don't like it. And then what I really don't like is cutting all that weight and then having to go into what is supposed to be the best fight of my career and go in there and have everybody expect me to put on the performance of my life when I know I'm not feeling 100%.
Right.
I just cut weight the day before, almost died. Now you expect me to come out here for 15 minutes and bang this guy and, you know, come out here with that diet, killer be killed mentality.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not healthy, obviously.
It's not. Yeah. I didn't feel healthy, too, going in the next day into my fight. I didn't feel healthy. I still felt like, man, I wish I had one more day than the fight. You know, then, okay, if we get 2 days, then all right, yeah, I'll do it. But middleweight, I don't feel that at all. I go in there 100%. My mind is focused. My eyes are dialed in. I'm dialed in.
Right.
And I don't care how big the guy is. I'm ready to go, you know. I don't care how big, how small. Let's go, you know. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, that's crazy. The way that the fighters drop the weight and then put the weight back on, like 30 pounds before a fight, it's like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, we struggle just to drop. Yeah.
Well, one of the fighters telling us, you know, if it's 104 degrees, you're sitting in jacuzzi for an hour, you're going to drop 6 pounds.
They got it broken down.
Yeah. It's like, it's a science. Yep. It's
And if that fighter knows their body, it's even better. You know?
Yeah.
Right. That's right. But making 180 is easy, or 185 is easy for you?
It's still a cut, but it's easier. It's way easier.
You feel way better.
I feel way better. It's, you know what? If they opened up two more weight classes, 165, 175, I think I know for sure I'd be able to do 175 because all my cuts to welterweight, as soon as I hit 175, it's like that last 5 pounds is death row for me.
Right.
So right. bump it up to 175. It's where it was originally, you know.
In the UFC?
That's what I heard.
Oh, maybe it was. Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know. You got me on that one. You got me on that one, yeah.
Well, man, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah,
this went by too quick.
Much mahalo for having me on, guys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And let's have you back.
I'm ready.
All right. Yeah, text me what kind of pizzas you want.
I will.
And I'm gonna get you hooked up. And we'll get you set up.
Yeah, I'll get you hooked up. All right, man.
Mahalo, boys.
Thank you so much. Oh, I offered him a donut, Gio. I offered him.
I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take it out.
Yeah, he's gonna take it to go.
I just don't want
to
be eating right here. And
yeah, that's my girlfriend Vanessa. That's the pint-sized warrior right there. She's known as the pint-sized warrior for obvious reasons. She's pint-sized and she looks like a warrior. Yeah, there you go.
Are you a fighter?
No.
Oh. No, she wanted.
She loves fights. She loves watching them.
She wanted a couple years ago. She used to work at Wet Republic, day club.
Yeah.
She wanted. They did like a charity, industry boxing night, and she was like, yeah, I'm gonna do this boxing night. I'm like, the fuck you are.
No
way. Get out of here. What do we need you bang? Sank could do it. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Why? Yeah,
we know you can do it. You're not doing it though.
For what? Yeah, there's no reason for that. All right, Maki Patolo, everybody.
Aloha.